This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. One of the slogans for rock music aficionados several decades back was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But the legacy of that era is that the greatest burden was placed on women. Now, decades later, comes two stories of regret from both Julia Holcomb and Steven Tyler of the group Aerosmith. Tyler pressured his then-girlfriend into a late-term abortion in the late 70s that not only ended the life of the child, but nearly destroyed both of them. Russia may have given a succinct answer to how bad the new law in Belgium is, which makes unclear provisions for assisted suicide for children who ostensibly have certain disabilities. Moscow will no longer allow Belgians to adopt Russian children, specifically because they say the children may be euthanized. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. Beltway Republicans, which seem to have no problem supporting abortion, are throwing donations behind one candidate for the U.S. Senate who happens to be pro-abortion, Dr. Monica Webby. Gail Atterbury of Oregon Right to Life is telling East Coast Republicans to stay out of Oregon and is endorsing the campaign of Jason Conger, a pro-life state legislator for the U.S. Senate. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.